This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for their websites. I bet you'll find more for free than you'll find in their paid sections at freetalklive.com. So head on over, check it out for yourself, see if that's a true statement, because I think it is. freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls, of course, about anything, though the topic of discussion has centered around responsibility, specifically parental responsibility or lack thereof for their children, for their offspring. And in this case, I don't even think children is an accurate term, because we're talking about a 14-year-old boy who was setting off some ice bombs, dry ice bombs, in his parents' or his mom's front yard. She was home at the time. Presumably, she was involved, at least to some extent, probably purchased the dry ice for her son, and was aware, allegedly, of what was going on. Both of them were arrested. Mom has been charged with child endangerment and some other nonsensical charge. He wasn't destroying anyone's property. He was just, as you put it, Mark, doing a science experiment, blowing some plastic bottles up in the front yard, and they arrested them for it. So the discussion has been surrounding kind of, well, was this the right thing to do in the first place here? And a couple of people called in to say they thought it was the right thing to do, but then we pointed out that people are going to be setting off firecrackers this weekend, and those are as dangerous, if not more so, than these dry ice bombs. And that's okay for parents to let their kids set off firecrackers, or should we be arresting all parents that allow their children to set off firecrackers without complete supervision? Of course not. And so we kind of converted some people, I guess, last hour. And then we had a gentleman call in to share his story about when he was a kid, what they used to do. They'd go out in the woods, they'd take similar materials, and they'd make bombs and blow them up, and they'd shoot things. They'd bring rifles out, shoot their dinner, that kind of thing. The cops would come out and see them there and see the rifles and make sure they were okay, and they'd leave them alone. So things sure have changed a lot in a few decades there. And I think it really comes down to, as we were discussing, the childification, for lack of a better term, of America, where kids, young people, are encouraged to stay as childlike as they possibly can for as long as they possibly can. And I think that's really the biggest issue here.
Well,
where it all stems from.
It's that, but I think that people are essentially, they look to government as their parent. I mean, what are the police officers doing here when they say to a parent that you're not capable of making the decision as to what your child does? They're, overriding her decision. And who gets their decisions overrode? Kids do. So it's, in fact, just people in general are treated like children in America. And I think that that's exactly what government wants. Government wants you to believe that you are incompetent. Actually, government wants you to believe that other people are incompetent so that you will give them the power to deal with them and, inconsequently, give them the power to deal with yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to your phone call and see what you think. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Norm, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Norm. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Norm, you're on the air.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. First of all, I think that charge that you said that the woman was charged with is the same one that Randy Weaver was charged with.
Child endangerment and manufacturing and possession of a destructive device?
Well, the destructive device part.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was a sawed-off shotgun.
Comes under the same federal ordinance, I believe. 10 years in jail.
They shoot your
wife.
I don't believe,
just as a point of information, I don't believe this is a federal charge. It's Omaha, Nebraska, and there's no mention of it being federal. I think it's just a local charge.
Okay, I think explosives might come under that. Anyway.
That's fine. Wrap it into whatever point you want to make.
Yeah, the police are like Gestapos today. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen when you get pulled over. You have no idea.
Absolutely. You've got a man with a badge and a gun on his hip. And
most of my interactions with police have been very, very good. However,
mine too.
I've got to say, I'm white. They would perceive me as being a white guy. My face is shaved. Often I wear like an Oxford shirt that's pressed. You know, and most of the times I've been pulled over in a rather nice car. So, I'm not some long-haired dude with dark glasses riding around with tinted windows. They can, there's different assumptions are made about the way you conduct yourself.
Right. I also would like to make a point as a kid and as a young man also, I used to make explosive devices as well, that very type. We used to stick them in bottles, the dry ice.
Mm.
And I have a nice large scar on my arm where a chunk of glass from the explosion went in there.
Brutal.
It took, it was only 6 stitches to close it up, but it was quite deep.
I bet it was.
And the scar is still there. It could have been my eye or something like that. So it can be dangerous.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
But, you know, to this kid's credit, he was doing it with plastic bottles, so not quite as risky in that particular case. And it sounds like from all indicating factors, he was doing it safely. You know, mother was nearby. She was clearly involved, probably purchased him the dry ice, and he was putting them in plastic bottles. So as long as you're not holding it in your hand at the time, you're probably going to be okay.
Yep. And I take it's a matter of how you do it and how it was being done. I take my kids shooting all the time, and my wife and my son. And you could die shooting, you know. But
it happens.
If you take care of certain precautions and just be very careful, you know, and follow all the rules, it's a very fun and safe. And so would that blowing up that bottle be too?
So Norm, what do you think as far as what do you think as far as the responsibility of parents for their teenagers' actions? How far should that go?
That's a very difficult question. I think you are responsible to a degree for what your kids do out there, especially if they destroy stuff. I mean, they are their own. You can't be there all the time. And at one point in life, you know, you try to give them the good guidance growing up, and then they make their own decisions. And, you know, some bad people come out of very good families and vice versa.
Fair enough, Norm. I appreciate the thoughts and the call tonight. Good thoughts. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Ladies first, by the way. Linda is waiting patiently, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You can hear me?
Yeah, sure.
I know my radio's on, so that's the only way I can talk to you.
You are on the air, and I don't hear your radio, so go for it.
Okay. I'm going to go against the grain here because I'm getting a little perturbed about how often you are making comments about all the police want to do is come out and throw you in jail. Having been a law enforcement officer for 30 years, I can assure you that's not what I was out to do. I wanted to be on the street and not in a station house for 2 hours writing a report because of some dumb action on a juvenile's part.
So what would you have done, Linda, in this situation? Had you been called out to this house where the bottle pieces of the plastic bottles were out on the front lawn and the 14-year-old boy is standing around, what would you have done?
Well, what I'm getting at is I thoroughly believe there's something else going on that you either don't know about or don't have. When officers get calls, and they do get calls, it's because someone can't cope. Now, whether it was neighbors, whether there was a problem in the, with the family, I don't know.
It was neighbors. Neighbors called because there were explosion noises coming
from.
Yeah,
don't you believe, Linda, that people are pretty quick these days to, rather than going and talking to their neighbors, that they'll often just call the police to deal with whatever issue it is? There's a loud noise going on in my neighborhood.
Right. You're making my point. The officers just didn't ride around to arrest somebody that they could find. They were called to the scene because somebody had a problem.
Right, a loud noise?
I don't know what they called that.
Well, we're telling you.
I'm telling you, Linda. I mean, this is what the story's saying.
Right.
And these are the parameters that we're working within.
Okay. So let me hear you, Linda. Now, when did you retire, by the way, from being a police officer?
2004.
Okay, so not too long ago. So let's say it's 2004. You're still on the job, and you get the call. You come out to this house. It's from a neighbor. They're complaining about noise. You arrive. You see evidence of dry ice bombs being set off in the front lawn. How do you handle that situation?
As you don't want me to do, I'm going to talk to the juvenile.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and
so he says,
okay, he says mom's in the house. And now we go on supposition.
Now he admits to it.
Hold on.
Let me give you more facts from the case. He admits to you that it was me. I did it. I set these off, and my mom helped. She bought me the dry ice, and she's in there making dinner. So you've got all that information now, and I'd like to hear how you handle this. So if you could, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hopefully more with Linda and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. She says the cops aren't out there trying to arrest people, and maybe that's true in some cases, but in other cases they absolutely are, I think. It's Free Talk Live. Come back with more.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us on our website again, freetalklive.com. The features there are free. The webcam is one of them. You've got our cam. It's open on online. During the program, you'll be able to see us outside the show hours. You'll hear other things from the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm. But we're on right now, and there's a chat room in the very same page. So you can watch and listen to the show and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners And it's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We're talking about a young man who set off some ice bombs, dry ice bombs, in his front yard, was arrested, and his mom was arrested for it. And I suggested that when the police show up somewhere when they're asking questions, they're not asking them to help you. They're asking them to get a reason to put you in a jail cell. Linda, former cop, calls in to rebut that. And Linda, you're still with us. Are you there? All right, you're calling from Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. You were a cop for 30 years, and you're saying that's just not the case, that the police aren't necessarily out there to try to put people in jail cells.
You made two points. One is the overloaded judicial system that we have, and I'm making a point that the officers are not out there just to arrest people and throw them in jail. They're out there to solve a problem that someone has called about. Some of it's serious, some of it's not. I would say that this particular instance, I would almost lay odds that there's more to this incident than either you're saying or the story is reporting.
And okay, well, in this instance... I appreciate you coming from that perspective, but in this incident, we have to go on what is being reported. And what has been reported is that the young man was arrested after admitting to making the dry ice bombs and telling the police that his mother was nearby and involved to some extent. And so they were both arrested in that case. And my question for you is, what is it that you would do in that situation, knowing only what you know from what we've told you?
You're wanting me to say, yes, the police arrested them simply because the mom gave him permission to do this, and that's not logical. Something else okay. went on. You said there was other nonsensical charges. What were they?
There were only two charges. Let's see. One of them was child endangerment, and the other, manufacturing and possession of a destructive device.
Okay. There's nothing in the story at all about raising her voice, throwing attention, throwing people out of their houses.
Nope. They were just, presumably her son was just building these bombs out in his front yard, and some neighbors called the cops because they didn't like the noise.
Do you think raising your voice at a police officer is an arrestable offense?
Well, when I say raising my voice, if mom's standing, comes out in the front yard and is parading and screaming about, I don't have this right, and I don't have that, and people start coming out of their houses, and people start congregating, then the situation changes.
Are you talking about when the police are there?
Yes.
So, wait, you're saying it would be unusual or unreasonable for a mom to get upset and maybe leave her house when her son was being arrested in the front yard?
You're making another assumption.
I'm asking a question. I'm asking you, is that unreasonable?
You're making an assumption that the child was being arrested at the time she either did come out.
I didn't say that happened. I was just asking you, would it be unreasonable for a mother to be upset about something like that happening, were that to happen?
I don't know a situation, really, unless it was an extreme dangerous situation where a 14-year-old would be arrested without first contacting a parent that was in the house.
Well, I think that this is the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's just... Your question isn't reasonable. It's not going to happen unless, as you say, he's out there with a gun shooting at houses or something. Then, yeah, he's going to be stopped.
I think you're right that we are making the assumption that the police are acting in an illogical and unreasonable fashion here. And we, to some extent, make a living by talking about stories where police have operated in an unreasonable and illogical fashion. I mean, that's
in many cases outrageous.
Right, and that's kind of what we do. And here's the assumption that I operate from, Linda. I operate from the assumption that a monopoly generally provides poor service, that it will provide service at a high price, and that it will provide service that is would be less than it would be if it was in competition with other organizations. And a police organization is, by its definition, a monopoly. They have a monopoly where they are. In some cases, certainly the sheriffs and the police compete for service, but by and large, they understand that no one else is going to compete. And so I do think that we often get, I'm not saying every time, sometimes you will get some really great cops out there, and I think most of them have served on the force for a long time. It's the new guys that scare me the most, Linda. But I think that you often do get poor service out of your law enforcement officers because they aren't held accountable. They've got a union that protects them, and you practically have to catch them on film. And even when you do catch them on film, a lot of times they still don't get caught, get in trouble for it.
Well, you're right. A lot of times they don't, because what they are doing is not illegal, and it is trying to be in a law enforcement capacity.
It's true. You're right. A lot of times when the police murder people and the police steal things, it's completely legal, and they do it over and over again, and they get away with it. Let me come back to the question here, Linda, because I've still not gotten a straight answer out of you. If you were to have come on this scene.
I have the straight answer out of you. You are apparently wanting to and promoting the fact that police officers are evil. And by doing that, yes, you are.
No, I never said that.
I'm saying they're human.
And by doing that, you are promoting and possibly aiding someone that says, he can't do that, I'm going to do something else, and somebody's going to end up getting hurt.
I'm a terrorist.
Sorry, Linda.
To tell you is that I believe that police officers are human. They are not above the law. They should not be above the law. And often they are treated in that fashion. They'll go around with gang symbols on their vehicles, this little blue stripe, indicating to other police officers, hey, don't arrest me and my family for don't give us a ticket because we're on the same
courtesy.
Team.
Yeah.
You understand what you're just saying. Police officers are running around with gang symbols on their police cars.
Not all of them, but a
Some
number
of them
do. Yeah, I've seen them wear bands around their wrists. I've seen the gang symbol in many places.
The gang symbol being the black field with the blue line across it. Have you seen it, Linda?
I've seen a lot of police cars, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about a police car. I'm talking about an individual's car.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I couldn't really get a straight answer out of her about the situation, what she would do. She probably would put that boy in handcuffs, too. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're halfway through. It means plenty of time still for you to get your calls on the air about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, though, talking about parental responsibility, talking about the childification of America, the police, and their eagerness to arrest people, their propensity for putting people in handcuffs who have not harmed anyone else, as this young 14-year-old and his mother in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, were arrested just the other day for setting off ice bombs, dry ice bombs in the front yard. Let's continue with your phone calls at 800-259-9231. But first, Mark, tell me about jurisdictionary.com.
Jurisdictionary.com is a program that allows you to defend yourself in a court of law. So all you have to do is go there and check it out. I've taken their courses, and it is awesome. They teach you how to fill out the forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all there. It's set up in a fashion the average eighth grader can understand in less than 24 hours. It's created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. There's an exhaustive amount of material you get at jurisdictionary.com.
Now, Mark, I know you wanted to comment on the police in general here, but I want to get back to these phone calls. So make a note. We'll see if we can get back to that. But let's go first to Ross in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Ross, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ross. Ross in Tampa. Going once. I hear someone. Oh,
that sounded like a hung hand.
All right. Let's try Jim, listening in Decatur to WBHP. Hello, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this wonderful evening?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let me think. Let me start the statement this way. It's very important for a totalitarian state to use the civilians to inform on fellow civilians.
Yeah, you can't hire enough police to have a totalitarian state. You have to have people working with you.
Absolutely. That's the general population, and they do it through media, so on and so forth.
The snitch society, anonymous tip lines, rewards for anonymous tips, that sort of thing. It's all over the place.
Absolutely. Now, coupled with that, if she gets arrested and he gets arrested for making bombs, that will probably negate their ability to purchase a weapon, a firearm, ammunition. So it kind of begins the snowball effect of liberating your rights, destroying your rights to basic protection, basic Second Amendment rights, so on and so forth.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the government wants a lot of people to have guns. It seems like they're making it more and more difficult as decades go by for people to keep and bear arms, which is supposed to be a constitutional right. I mean, the Constitution I read says the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yes. As far as I'm concerned, one single law about who can have a weapon, what kind of weapons they can have, that kind of thing, is an infringement.
Absolutely correct. Total agreement. In reference to the Randy Weaver episode in August of 92, I was working in a place called K-Talk Radio in Salt Lake City, and the principal reason that he was surrounded and literally Sammy was murdered and also was Vicky was the fact that they had a paid confidential informant that said that he had cut off a .410 shotgun 1/4 inch too short. And so that justified their actions of going into and doing what they did.
Yeah, there are always some words on paper somewhere that justify the actions of the men in uniforms carrying guns going and wreaking havoc on some peaceful person's life. There's always some sort of statute or ordinance written somewhere that they can just point to and say, oh, it's not killing because it says here that we can do it.
There again, it was a civilian, literally a civilian, informing on his neighbor.
So it goes back to
our original point that resulted in the death of Vicki Weaver, the death of Sammy Weaver. Now, coupled with that, Lon Horiuchi, who was identified as the shooter in Vicki's case, we tried to get him brought up on murder charges. But guess what? He was insulated, isolated, and purportedly was at Waco a year or so later. Shooting at those people.
Well, it's a sovereign immunity. I mean, they are completely shielded from their actions or any responsibility there, too. If it says in their paperwork somewhere that it's okay for them to steal and murder people.
Likely, in this case, it was qualified immunity. But if he was given an order to shoot and he shot, then it's qualified immunity.
I'm just following orders.
Yes, that's all I was doing. Get into the gas chamber there, bucko. I'm just following orders. Didn't work too good at Nuremberg, nor did it.
If only that they had some responsibility for their actions, but they don't, and they know it. Many of them absolutely know there's no responsibility to them, so they will be even more brazen with the crimes that they get away with.
Absolutely. Watch the propaganda. Remember that totalitarianism and the root word of totalitarianism is total, absolute, complete, total compliance and control. The one thing they hate above all is the word no.
Yes. Oh, tell me about it. We just had last night our friends from the from LibertyOnTour.com. We had them on the show for the first hour and a half last night. They were arrested in Massachusetts for going into to bail a couple of friends out of jail with video cameras. The bureaucrats at the jail didn't like that very much because the words no are pretty powerful, and having a video camera while you say it is even more powerful because then it can go up on YouTube and then other people can see you saying no to these people, and maybe they'll get an idea in their head to start saying no as well. I think more people need to start saying no. By the way, our friends were arrested for having those video cameras in that jail room, in this supposedly public area of the jail where they were just there to bail somebody out. And it's because they refused to bow down and lick the boot of their masters that they were put in a cage for a night.
That's how it works. Isn't it nice living in a free country?
Isn't it nice? Independence Day, everybody! Woo!
Hey, thanks for the call.
Great call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Jim, at 800-259-9231. Oh, but wait, Mark. Nobody calls it Independence Day anymore, do they?
Now it's just the 4th of July.
Yeah, now it's just the day that people, you know, sell
some
fireworks.
We don't want independence around here anymore.
No, and I swear to you, and I know we talk about it every year, because I think it's worth mentioning every year. Every year, listen to the news, listen to talk radio, and try to count on one hand how many times you hear people reference the 4th of July instead of Independence Day. Happy 4th of July.
Well,
happy 4th.
It referenced, I mean, you won't hear Independence Day, but maybe a handful of times.
That's what I'm saying. Count how many times. I bet you can't even count on one hand how many times someone actually says Independence Day instead of the 4th of July.
It's certainly uncommon, and words have power. Just like Jim, the big voice of the afternoon from K-Talk on the TLI.
That guy was great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Just take my challenge and listen to the media, look at the web, and see what people are calling the holiday tomorrow. They're calling it the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July, July fireworks. Spectacular. It's the 4th of July. Are you having a 4th of July barbecue? No. It was Independence Day, and to me it still is. Not that I care about the nation having independence or anything like that. I care about individuals having independence. And I think that independence is a really important concept. That's why a few days ago, up here in New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, from where we were broadcasting live last week, we actually was probably around this time last week, that we had people signing the Shire Society Declaration, which is all about declaring your independence from this monolithic police state that we have growing up around us. So what are you going to celebrate tomorrow? Is it just the fact that you got a day off from work and you get to drink and set off some fireworks? Or are you going to celebrate independence?
Which is worth celebrating, mind you.
What, that you can drink and set off fireworks?
And have a day off work, yeah.
If you can set off fireworks, it is worth celebrating. Because in many places, as you pointed out earlier tonight, Mark, you can't even set off fireworks. You can't even possess fireworks. Maine, Massachusetts, I don't have the list of states, but they're all over the place. Some local municipalities as well have fireworks bans. How crazy is that, that the so-called free people of America would just look the other way and say, oh, yeah, it must be for our own good. They don't want us to set off fireworks anymore. Well, I guess we'll just let the city do it. Because the city's allowed to, right? They get the professional pyrotechnics guys out. They hire...
Because the government's a competent organization and should be allowed to have explosives, right?
So they'll spend some of your taxpayer dollars on setting off some fireworks, but you can't do it. Look, citizen, it's for your own good. You don't want to hurt yourself, do you? Let us handle this for you. We'll just have all the fun, and you can sit and watch. Enjoy your beer. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for Family Emergency Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves, the live Saturday edition of the program. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, tis the live Saturday show. And by the way, if you enjoy the program, you like the fact that you go to freetalklive.com and interact with our listeners and use all the website features for free, there are ways you can support the show. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you're looking to buy, you can probably find it there. They've got a whole lot of stuff. In fact, dozens of categories. Used items, even if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used. Or if you're buying brand new, look for free Super Saver shipping as an option. It's available on a whole bunch of their products, and that makes things even more convenient. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. As we continue here on this pre-Independence Day or Independence Day Eve edition of Free Talk Live, and I got off my yearly rant, my yearly thoughts about how it's a shame that nobody calls it Independence Day anymore. Or, I mean, when I say nobody, I mean nobody in the popular media. You just don't hear it. The people on television, the hosts, the anchors, the politicians, these people do not refer to tomorrow as Independence Day. They're always calling it the 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July is the 4th of July everywhere in the world. Independence Day is only Independence Day in the United States.
Let's continue with your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything. We've been everywhere from parental responsibility for their children's actions to the police state here tonight. Let's talk to Casey, listening in Seminole, Florida, to WFLA. Hello, Casey.
Hello. Happy Independence Day Eve to you guys.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the arrest of a parent and a child for making the ice bomb.
Sure.
And I think from the information I have, basically the officers were wrong because they shouldn't have arrested them. But if they had done something that was against the law or something, you know, they should have given them a ticket or something like that. I could only see them doing an arrest if they were going to continue against the instructions of the officer, you know, continue doing it. Or, you know, if the child was so-called endangered, if the parent said, no, I'm going to let him keep doing it, then that might be a cause for an arrest. But
wouldn't endangerment be, I'm just trying to understand their laws here, but wouldn't endangerment have been, you know, something that I did in the past, not what I might do in the future. I mean, if I truly did endanger my child, it would seem like that charge would be legitimate. In this case, I think it's far too broad, broadly used. But
yeah, well, I don't know that she contributed to his endangerment. But I grew up with fireworks, doing fireworks and everything else, and they were illegal, you know, in the state I was doing them. And we always tried not to get caught by the officers, but if we had, I certainly would have expected to, you know, have to face whatever consequences. And you know, each locality is different, you know, as far as what those consequences are. But I think arrest is way over the line, because then that goes on your permanent record. It goes, you know, they have to deal with that.
But a ticket is an arrest, by the way. Just to clarify, when you get ticketed, that's considered an arrest in their system. You're still being charged with something. It's just that they don't drag you down to the jailhouse and process you through there.
And if it's only a violation, then it's likely it's not going to go on your permanent record.
Child endangerment doesn't sound like a violation to me. That sounds like a misdemeanor.
That's true. But fortunately, if they were arrested too, that she has the opportunity in this country to fight it. And if it's a criminal one, then
right.
she gets to be defended without.
She gets to fight it in their courts.
Agreed, but I mean, you know, you're taking on a system where police officers are more valued. Their word is more valued than yours is in the court of law. Secondly, they don't have they don't have to pay for it.
Right. You know, if they're found not guilty,
get paid for going to court, not the other way around. So she's going to have to pay to defend herself. She's going to be considered a second class citizen. If you don't believe this is true, just see who gets to carry their gun on their hip into the courtroom and who has to go through a metal detector.
I agree with that. However, I think that they are allowed to, they're going to have to make a judgment. Whoever's in charge, someone has to be in charge to enforce whatever laws we have in the country. I do think that there needs to be some kind of reform with the officers, but we have to give them a little bit of leeway. And if it goes to court and they find that they are out of line, that they should be reprimanded or face consequences also.
I think that it'd be nice if the police actually had to pay consequences when they make mistakes, but they typically don't.
If we held our government employees responsible for their actions, we'd be in pretty good shape. But that doesn't happen.
When you say sometimes, you mean like 1 out of 100? Because usually it's like 99 times out of 100 that the police abuse people and hurt people.
That's
and
a made-up statistic.
And nothing
that
happens.
That may be true. But I mean, there are cases where the cops had to pay consequences, but, you know, I think more people should fight it. But also, if they're enforcing a law that's in their locality, that they're, you know, there are cops who will step over the line. There's always going to be cops who step over the line. We need to weed them out, and maybe this is a case that needs to bring it forth so that it can be weeded out.
I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In order to weed the bad cops out, there's one thing that needs to change, and that is that there needs to be the ability to have competition in the area of protection. The government people, at the very least, should not be coercing people into paying for their services. If the police, for instance, if you could say, oh, I don't want to fund the police department this year because they are hurting people that have not harmed anyone else. If people could withdraw their money from funding this organization, then you better believe they're going to change their behavior real quick if people can just stop, you know, if their funding can just dry up on a voluntary basis. But we're all forced to pay for these police because if you don't pay the property taxes, for instance, they're going to come, those very same police will come and throw you out of your home. So there is no way to hold these people accountable besides going and begging city councilors or something like that to try to do something, and then you deal with all the union rules that make it so that they can appeal their firings and come back 3 years later and get, like, there's a story once where I think it was a cop got fired, and then years, or maybe several cops, they got fired, and then years later they were reinstated and they got 3 years of back pay for all the time they didn't even work. It was amazing.
I don't disagree that competition would be a good thing for security organizations, but I think that we're a long way from that. I think that the first greatest step that one could take is to is for government agents to be responsible for their actions and not be shielded by the government agency for whom they work. I think that you should not only be able to sue the police department, but the police officer, and you can't in most cases. They should be personally liable for their actions. I'm personally liable for my actions. Secondly, I think the war on drugs has destroyed probable cause, jurisprudence, all these things in the United States, and I think that by getting rid of the war on drugs and putting police officers back into a role where they just go after people who have hurt someone or taken their property.
Where there's a legitimate complaint. A real damage has been done to a person or their property. That would be the ideal situation. And if the police were fully liable for their actions, that would make them far less likely to go off half-cocked and arrest people that that didn't deserve it. And police can use discretion today. In the police, go in and read your police's code or whatever. They've got up here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a on the wall in the police department, there's a plaque, and it has their code of ethics. And it's a really flowery language, very, very nice thing to say. Their mission statement sounds very good. It's all about protection and all this. But they're not protecting you. They're threatening you. And the fact that you know that's the case, because when you're driving on the road and you pull, you've got a cop pulling in behind you, whether he puts his lights on or not, you get that, at least I know I do, you get the beating heart, you get the adrenaline pulse, you get a little nervous because there's a man with a gun back there and you never know if you're going to encounter a rogue agent who's going to do something horrible to you.
Well, I don't know that that's what most people think. I think most people think, oh, crap, I'm going to get a ticket.
That's something horrible. It's pulling you over. Horrible, I don't mean like mutilating you. But in that you're being waylaid. You're taken away, your time is being taken away from you. You're being forced with putting a ticket upon you. And then you have to deal with that by either obediently paying it or going to court and dealing with it in that manner. And it's just absolutely awful. It's an aggression against a peaceful person, and that stuff needs to stop. Let's continue, though, with your calls. Dan, listening in Aberdeen to KBKW, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you brought up a couple things that caught my interest about when you started working and things. And I can remember in the 60s, when shortly after President Kennedy was assassinated, all us kids, 9, 10, 11 years old, had 22s. You could buy the shells anytime you wanted.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden, after the assassination, you had to be 21.
Hmm.
So, there you go. Our uncles, parents, whatever, would buy the 22 shells for us for going up plinking. So, same thing. Should they be incarcerated for supplying us ammunition? And then another thing that you mentioned was your working age. I look back at my Social Security report. I started paying into Social Security in 1966, which would have meant I was 14 years old working a job.
Hmm.
So what you guys have been talking about is who's responsible for what. All leads me to thinking about my younger age. Grew up in a small town in North Dakota where freedom was actually freedom.
Yeah, well, you actually had some. I totally understand where you're coming from, and most kids these days at 14 can't get hired anywhere. I thank you for the call tonight. We're going to move on. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. If you're on the line, we will get to you. Do be patient. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.